have never heard about Richard LaPointe if it hadn't been for Liz Martin. I had been traveling the country as a street worker, court worker, prison visitor of people with intellectual disabilities, and sat in the court cases of quite a few of them. And I did a book called The Unequal Justice, and she happened to read it. And so I got a call, and she said she wanted to be anonymous, and she said she wanted to tell me that there was somebody in Connecticut like the people I wrote about in Unequal Justice. And so it was kind of interesting because she would have a number that I was to call at certain times, and she didn't give me her name because she felt that she might get into something that she couldn't handle.
I didn't know that aspect of it. That's interesting. It was sort of this kind of almost cloak and dagger element at first.
Well, it was with her. It was kind of dog patch cloak and dagger because she was trying to protect herself, and I was trying to protect her too.
And I guess having to do with feelings that there might be problems with the family if her name's known.
And she didn't mention family first, but I think we had 4 calls back and forth. And I got data from her, and then I told her, can I tell it to the public defenders? And she said, yes, but don't give me away.
And well, neither did them.
And then, well, I did, even then I didn't know her, but she had this system where if I called at a certain time, we got it. So she told me that, finally came out that she was the Bill Martin's second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was a father of Karen.
Could I stop you and just ask you this? Did she have a pre-existing interest in disability issues? I mean, there must have been some reason she read your book.
She said she saw it in a store.
Mm-hmm.
There was a case that I'd written up that was in the Syracuse area where she was, which was Delbert Ward's case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she saw it in a store and she read it. And she was in Eaton, New York at the time when all of this took place.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was an out-of-state number. It finally came out that she was the wife of Bill. Bill was alive at the time of the crime, but then Bill Martin died.
Right, in between. And actually died before Richard's arrest in the... like in that period between 87 and 89.
I have to think before Richard. No, I think he was, well, he was still alive at the time. You're right, he was still alive at the time of the crime, but I think he died before the arrest. You're correct. She knew she was going against family. And at first, she was with him because the family was with Richard, too. In other words, they didn't turn until later. But then when they turned, she didn't.
Mm.
And she did admit that she hounded the chief of detectives, Brooks.
Hmm, I didn't know that. That's
and Brooks was a loquacious sort of guy who did a lot of talking. And he said that at one time, and I don't know whether it was her exaggeration or his, but he said that that Mrs. Martin had been stabbed, I think, was 100 times.
Yeah.
He talked openly about Freddie Merrill being the guy and everything.
being the guy, actually, that he still believed that Fred Merrill had done it at that
point? Well, he did at that time.
Even yeah, that was after Richards?
No. That was... No, oh, that, oh, all of this,
before,
with,
this
yeah, all of this okay. with Brooks okay. took place before.
Okay.
And so when she saw the family turn, she didn't. And she did keep a relationship with most of the family. They sort of understood that she saw it differently. But at any rate, in these telephone calls, she would talk to me and I would talk to Cosgrove and sometimes Pat, whoever was in the office. And so I would, and finally Cosgrove said... you know, we sure would like to have work with her. And can you ask her if she would please talk to us straight? And I called her and I told them what they wanted. She cried.
Yeah.
But then she said, okay. And so she related the stuff about what Brooks was... telling her.
So, as far as the time frame between when you heard from Liz Martin the first time in the trial, are we talking maybe weeks, a couple of weeks, something like that, or days?
No, I think it was months.
Months, okay.
In that,